We present The Unbelievable Truth, the panel game built on truth and lies. In the chair, please welcome David Mitchell.
Hello and welcome to The Unbelievable Truth. The rules are as follows. Each panellist will present a short lecture that should be entirely false, save for five pieces of true information, which they should attempt to smuggle past their opponents, cunningly concealed amongst the lies. Points are scored by truths that go unnoticed, while other panellists can win points if they spot a truth or lose points if they mistake a lie for a truth. We'll begin with Chris Addison. Chris, your subject is Henry Ford, described by my encyclopedia as the American industrialist who was creator of the first inexpensive mass-produced automobile. Off you go, Chris. Fingers on buzzers, the rest of you.
Henry Ford is perhaps best remembered for his eponymous invention, the Henry Hoover. Although no one really knows where he got the idea. A small, round, red-faced man with a highly elongated black nose onto which a number of attachments could be fitted. Ford was a big hit at social gatherings, where he delighted the glitterati with his party trick of sucking down a martini at 15 paces and clearing up whilst the party was still in full swing. However, Ford himself had a reputation as a terrible host. To drink, he rarely offered his guests anything but a simple coffee. This is where his famous quote, "You can have any colour so long as it's black," truly originates. He simply would not have milk in the house because he was virulently anti-cow. The cow must go...
Armando.
I'm going to go for the coffee.
We're not taking orders.
I seem to have got the rules wrong then.
What, do you think it's buzzing when you hear something you'd like?
I think, yes, he sounds very odd and capitalist and soy-obsessed, and I suspect he didn't offer milk for coffees.
It is certainly true that he was virulently anti-cow. Mm. So, I mean, where did you get to?
I got to virulently anti-cow. That was the bit that Armando didn't challenge that you just given away there, right. James. That's what's happened there.
You see, I think I've ruined the format here by taking a generous inference from what you said. Were you saying that he hated milk or that he only served coffee, Armando?
I'm saying that...
Oh, yeah, ask him how the facts are on the table.
Well done, Columbo.
No, I'm saying, I think the records will show this, if you dig out the archive or play this programme back, I'm saying that he was anti-cow.
You're saying that now, Armando.
Yeah.
I think you were buzzing to say that Henry Ford only served black coffee.
But that's not true. That bit isn't true.
Which I don't
that
think
bit
is
I'm made up.
Well, I'm just about to say that.
Well, I don't know, David. You know, I don't know, because really... you saying the right thing at this point
just
is in question.
Look,
for better or worse, I am sort of in charge of this. So,
Nick Clegg defence.
Feeble leadership is better than no leadership at all. Stop buzzing at non-buzzing times. I'm going to have to find a way of disabling this machine when I don't want people using it. I'm not going to give you the point on this occasion, Armando.
Shall we all start humming as well? Yeah. We seem to have a supply chairman today. Yeah.
Well, look, if you don't start behaving,
it's
we
a
won't...
Lie, David. It's a lie.
We're not going to play The Unbelievable Truth at all. Just for that, it's double quote-unquote. Right, so now I'm not going to give you the point, Armando, and at this rate of my making decisions, it'll only be another nine-hour show. Chris.
The cow must go, declared Ford, describing them the toss bags of the prairies and great big mooing benders.
Armando.
I think it's true that he hated cows.
Well done, Armando. Well spotted there. That's
Thank you.
Excellent knowledge of the historical character Henry Ford displayed there.
Yeah, wherever did you learn that, Armando?
Yeah.
Off the radio.
And we're not even listening to it.